Welcome to the Australian CISO, a podcast for current and aspiring chief information security officers and anyone interested in cybersecurity. My name is Richard Herron. I am the host of the Australian CISO and proud to think there are listeners in 38 countries of the world. All opinions you hear on this podcast are my own or those of the people being interviewed. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the companies that I or the interviewees are employed by. The podcast is recorded with Audacity using a Rode Podcaster microphone and hosted on Podomatic. Hi everyone and welcome back to episode 47 of the Australian CISO podcast. For the uninitiated, that stands for the Australian Chief Information Security Officer podcast. It could well stand for Cyber Information Security Officer podcast, or even Community Information Security Officer podcast, given that we try and throw handy hints and experiences to you, the community. I've been thinking of changing the name. Could it be Cyber Security Australia? Yeah, don't mind that one. Shorten it to just the CISO or the CISO community, the cyber community. I'll think of something. By all means, go to the LinkedIn group called the Australian CISO and suggest something. Today is November 26, 2023. Again, a very sincere happy birthday to anyone who had a birthday in the last week or is about to have a birthday in the following week. Years ago, I knew a person or two who had birthdays in November, who I unfortunately have lost contact with. In the highly unlikely event they're listening, happy birthday for this year. One of them has an old Seinfeld episode of mine on VHS. Does anyone use video recorders anymore? How do people copy TV shows now? Onto portable storage devices? I'm not sure. Anyway. It's actually relatively late for me to be doing a podcast, 8:25pm on a Sunday night, so I'm just going to try and record this in one go, without editing out any ums or ahs or mispronounced words. Let's see how we go, and I think I've already mispronounced a word a minute or so ago. Anyway, let's battle on. Christmas is only 4 weeks away tomorrow. Wow. Hey, human beings are typically not good at predicting the future. If we were, we'd probably all win lotto each week. But last week, we did predict that a leader of a well-known company may not last until the end of this week. We actually got that one right. Then again, a drover's dog would probably get that one right, given what's been happening in the media lately. It was interesting what transpired, and it just goes to show you that you can be the smartest person in the room, but if you do not know how to communicate well, you could find yourself in some type of trouble. Unfortunately, the person did find themselves in a bit of quicksand on more than one occasion. I don't wish unwell on that person at all. I'm sure they'll get back on their feet before you can say cybersecurity. I hope you've all been well. I've spent the past few weeks meeting customers in Geelong and Sydney, and this upcoming week I'm in Adelaide, and the week after that, I'm in Perth, a place I really love and feel uncharacteristically absolutely comfortable in. Hello to anyone in Perth who's listening. I'll be staying two nights, so hopefully I can convince my work travel companion, who I'll just refer to as Postman Pat at this stage. Yeah, I hope to convince him to have dinner in Claremont one night. Having just called him Postman Pat, he probably won't want to have dinner with me in Claremont one night, but he's hoping that he's not actually listening to this episode. I've booked in a dinner with Acer winner Chris Bolan from WA, so I'm looking forward to chatting all things security with him. Now, I mentioned to a security person recently that I regularly speak to customers about security, and they were like, "What? What would you do that for? You're a security guy." Well, of course I speak with customers. Remember that one of the goals of security is about protecting customer and corporate information. Why wouldn't I want to meet our customers and reassure them how we protect their information and answer any questions they have? It's part of my job, and it's more than likely part of your job as well. If you haven't met some of your customers, think about it. You are a representative of your company, and if your discussions can reassure customers and improve your customer satisfaction score, then do it. Especially if you're a CISO, you are a business representative. Before we get onto our topic of the Australian Cyber Security Strategy, it's that time of year again when security awards are handed out. In Australia, those awards could come from ASA, or the AWSN, the CISO 30 awards from Foundry, or from any number of vendors, really. I may create the Australian CISO Awards myself. I think I know who would win the most modest CISO award. I know you're listening, my infrequent Friday night LinkedIn contact. I think you would be a worthy winner of the modest CISO award. You know who you are, and I know you're laughing at the moment. Back to the awards. A quick disclaimer or two. One, I do lack self-confidence. And two, what I'm about to say is coming from someone who doesn't overly beat his chest and say, look at me, look at me. So, enough of the disclaimers. Now for the comment about security awards. I've got to say, I get a really good laugh when people write on LinkedIn, I am shocked, proud, and absolutely humbled by this particular award. And unfortunately, some of those people might be listening to this podcast, so I'm not trying to be offensive, but I probably will be. Who knows? Now, given the use of the word humbled, you'd think that's where the post would end, wouldn't you? Oh no, oh no. This is then followed by paragraphs. I did say the plural, paragraphs. Thanking this person, that person, the hard work that they've put in and acknowledging their team, the vibe, the universe, you name it. Anyway, I guess that's what makes the world go around, isn't it? And I do believe, like any industry, people should be recognised for the good work they perform. Just because I find it to be self-gratuitous promotion, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it or anything wrong with these people who overly promote themselves, especially at conferences. Maybe that C in CISO for me stands for cynical, i.e. cynical information security officer. Or, despite still being in my 50s, thank you, maybe I'm getting premature grumpy old man syndrome. Who knows? I will say in my defence, though, that these little observations I make, which could well be seen as whinges, do help me get over the issue. I think once I've stated it, I can move on. So I've stated my little whinge now, I'm moving on, believe it or not. So let's move on to episode 47, the Australian Cyber Security Strategy. This week, the Australian government published their 2023 to 2030 Australian Cyber Security Strategy. If you want a copy, just Google it and view or download it. And you can go to homeaffairs.gov.au and you'll find it there somewhere. So that's homeaffairs.gov.au. But again, just Google 2023 to 2030 Australian Cyber Security Strategy. So let's have a look at it at a really high level. Remember, it's about 60 pages long, so that would take me ages to get through. At least after this episode, you'll know a little bit more about it. And I will be stealing some words and ideas straight from the document, unless, of course, I provide an opinion on those statements myself. As the name suggests, the Australian Cyber Security Strategy 2023 to 2030 sets a vision or strategy for Australia to become a world leader in cybersecurity by 2030. The strategy is a response to the growing cyber threats facing the nation and aims to boost Australia's cyber resilience and capabilities. Tick, tick, tick. Sounds good. Now, the document itself is divided into the Minister's Foreword, Executive Summary, Strategic Context, the Strategy itself, followed by Next Steps and an appendix of acronyms. Minister's Foreword. In the two-page Minister's Foreword, the Minister for Home Affairs and Cybersecurity, Claire O'Neill, emphasises the urgent need for Australia to address cybersecurity challenges. Basically, the strategy aims to propel Australia to the forefront of cybersecurity, acknowledging the immense potential for economic growth and technological advancement in our field. Now, the next section is the executive summary, which talks about Australia being a world leader in cybersecurity in 2030, 7 years away, and the need to protect Australians via six, what they refer to as shields. So these six shields are to provide a layered defense against cyber threats. What are these six shields, I hear you asking? Let me tell you. Oh, and by the way, personally, I would have restricted it to maybe five shields, maybe four, five shields maximum. You just don't want to complicate matters. Whether it's a 300-page security policy document or six shields, you've just got to keep it simple. I reckon the average Australian would have been able to handle four shields or five, but six, I don't know. It just seems one too many for me anyway. But six shields it is. Let's read out the shield names and then make some comments. But remembering, we just won't be able to do this document justice in the time it takes to do an episode. What you can do is have a good look at LinkedIn, as there have been a number of people who have written up a response to the strategy. And look, good work by those people who have spent the time. It probably would have taken them hours to go through the strategy and make those comments. So round of applause for you people. So the six shields in summary, and then we'll get into a little bit more detail, are: 1. Strong business and citizens. Our citizens and businesses are better protected from cyber threats and can recover quickly following a cyber attack. 2. Safe technology. Australians can trust that their digital products and services are safe, secure, and fit for purpose. 3. World-class threat sharing and blocking. Australia has access to real-time threat data, and we can block threats at scale. 4. Protected critical infrastructure. No surprise here. It's all about protecting critical infrastructure and the essential government systems. Shield 5. Sovereign capabilities. Australia has a flourishing cyber industry, enabled by a diverse and professional cyber workforce. And Shield 6. Resilient region and global leadership. Australia's region is more cyber resilient and will prosper from the digital economy. Easy for you to say. We will continue to uphold international law and norms and shape global rules and standards in line with our shared interests. It's funny, I always look at things in the terms of NIST, which, as some of you know, stands for Identify, Protect, Detect, Respond, Recover, and Govern. So when I look at those six shields, a couple of them reek of protection. So I'm just sort of wondering whether perhaps shield 1 and shield 6 maybe could have been merged into one, and that way we would have had the five shields. But anyway, that's just the way I look at things. So with respect to implementation, the strategy breaks it up into what they call three horizons. Horizon 1, 2023 to 2025, strengthening foundations, addressing gaps in cyber defences, and supporting cyber maturity uplift in the region. Horizon 2, 2026 to 2028, scaling cyber maturity across the economy and investing in the broader cyber ecosystem. And Horizon 3, 2029 to 2030, advancing the global frontier. Interesting word, frontier. I'll say that again. Advancing the global frontier of cybersecurity and leading the development of emerging cyber technologies. And then they mention their action plan, which complements the strategy. So the Australian government has outlined the initiatives for Horizon 1, outlining clear accountabilities and steps to strengthen Australia's cyber defences. And that's available on page 57 of the strategy document. So let's take a further look into the six strategy shields. Remember, Shield 1, strong businesses and citizens. Our citizens and businesses are better protected from cyber threats and can bounce back quickly from a cyber attack. Under each shield, they provide some sub-points. Here's the sub-points for Shield 1, strong businesses and citizens. So they've got: support small and medium businesses to strengthen their cybersecurity, help Australians defend themselves from cyber threats, disrupt and deter cyber threat actors from attacking Australia, work with industry to break the ransomware business model, and I'm going to comment on that later, provide clear cyber guidance for businesses. Is that going to wipe out security awareness personnel, I wonder? So I'll say that again, provide cyber guidance for businesses. Again, I'm wondering, or does that supplement the security awareness people in organisations? And make it clearer and easier for Australian businesses to access advice and support after a cyber incident. So does that mean the Australian government stumps up the bill for a third-party security vendor to help the organisation? Yeah, not sure. And secure our identities and provide better support to victims of identity theft. Wow, 7 subheadings under Shield 1. Now, they make a very bold statement here, and that is, we envision a future where every, notice the word every, right? We envision a future where every individual and business has the skills and resources they need to be cyber secure. This reminds me of that famous Bob Hope quote, by 1990, no Australian child will live in poverty. How can the government, and I know they're trying their best, but how can the government envision a future where every individual and business has the skills and resources they need to be cyber secure? Somehow in 6-ish years, we're all going to have the skills and resources to be this secure. I just can't see it happening. And by the way, I do absolutely support the government's development of this strategy. I just don't know how it's going to be completed within 7 years. I mean, what happens if the federal government changes? Bow-wow. They talk about cyber is no longer a technical topic, but a whole of nation effort. Great. So where and how are you going to somehow educate us all about phishing and all those associated topics? Again, I've only skimmed over this document, so maybe there is a huge area dedicated to education. Then I see a statement, small business and vulnerable groups will have dedicated support from government and industry. Right, so the 2 million or so small businesses in Australia will have dedicated support from government and industry. Tell them they're dreaming. And how is industry going to support small businesses, which I believe are also called industry? That's not overly clear to me. Yes, yes, I should read the document more, I know. Here's another classic statement under Shield 1. Australians will have a clear understanding of cyber risks and know how to get help quickly. On the surface, good, but how are you going to educate all Australians about cyber risks? I think many people will just turn off, I think. Another statement, our objective is to undermine cybercrime business models and put Australians in a strong position to respond effectively, including if they are asked to pay a ransom. Okay, so if the directive in the future is not to pay a ransom, that's going to conflict with critical infrastructure. So I'll say that again. If this means that we are undermining cybercrime business models by not paying a ransom, heaven help us if, and they will, target water, electricity, etc. What do we say? We're not paying the ransom. Keep the water or the electricity off. That's not going to happen. We're going to have to pay something to get our water and electricity back. I'm worried under this first shield about how the government will help Australians from these cyber threats. Is it just education or will you be shelling out subsidies, government? Who is doing the education? How is the education being dished out? Via TV, social media, etc. It's hard enough getting people into this industry, especially in the awareness sector. So who's going to do all this education? I just can't work out how that's going to happen. That's a few observations around Shield 1. 5 more shields to go. Damn, we've been talking now for 19 minutes. I'm going to have to really keep this brief. So, Shield 2, safe technology. The subheadings are ensure Australians can trust their digital products and software, protect our most valuable assets. That's okay unless the less valuable assets have direct flow-on effects for the most valuable assets. Promote the safe use of emerging technology. Yeah, interesting. So 3 headings under Shield 2 of safe technology. Shield 3, world-class threat sharing and blocking. Subheadings of create a whole of economy threat intelligence network. Great, but who's doing the intelligence work? The government, I expect. And who's going to be the recipient of this intelligence in every organisation? A lot of organisations are virtually one people band. So who's going to receive all this intelligent information? Have they got the capacity and the background and the knowledge and the understanding of intelligent security information? I don't know. There's another subheading there under Shield 3, Scale Threat Blocking Capabilities to Stop Cyber Attacks. Sounds good to me. Shield 4, Protected Critical Infrastructure. The key statement for this one is the array of critical infrastructure we rely on every day must be able to better prevent, respond, and resilient to cyber attacks. There are four subheadings here. Clarify, so remember this heading is Protected Critical Infrastructure. So clarify the scope of critical infrastructure regulation, strengthen cybersecurity obligations and compliance for critical infrastructure, uplift cybersecurity of the Commonwealth Government, and pressure test our critical infrastructure to identify vulnerabilities. And personally, I've been in those, what do they call, exercises before, where we've tested critical infrastructure, and they're really good to identify vulnerabilities and remediate them. Really good exercise. So yeah, I quite like that one. Under Shield 5, Sovereign Capabilities. Australia has a flourishing cyber industry enabled by a diverse and professional cyber workforce. There are two subheadings here. Grow and professionalise our national cyber workforce and accelerate our local cyber industry research and innovation. And Shield 6 is Resilient Region and Global Leadership. Basically, Australia's region is more cyber resilient and is prospering from the digital economy. Two subheadings, support a cyber resilient region as the partner of choice and share, uphold and defend international cyber rules, norms and standards. That's pretty much for an extremely high level look at the cyber strategy of the Australian government. Just on this topic, it looks like there's a 60 Minutes discussion on cybersecurity tonight. I saw one clip where one of the reporters asked someone, can you guarantee we'll not have another cyber attack like this again? I can't wait to see the reaction. It is a very emotive question to answer, and I've had to answer it myself. And if you have not been trained to answer such a question, get some sort of training. I remember I asked this question to a representative from a large telco organisation when I was a naive 30-year-old at a business continuity conference. The gentleman absolutely lost it, and his reaction was discussed a lot during the 2 days of the conference. You may want to ask your internal comms team the best way to answer such a question. Better still, you should not be answering questions directly to the media unless you have been trained. And better still, you should have an appropriate media relations person answering such questions. Now, I've done this podcast now for 23 or so minutes. I've only had to have one break in the middle, but that's not bad considering my usual 10 breaks when I do a podcast. I do want to say hi to my old jiu-jitsu training partner, Pookie, a really nice guy, and hello to Louis, we really need to do that episode. And Sarah, we definitely need to do an episode and a coffee. Oh, I better say hi to my nephew, Gaston. We were talking a lot about podcasts today. So hello to you, dear sir. Also, hello to someone I'll just call Hollow Legs. He'll know who he is. Good luck next week in hospital. With that, I will bid you all the best. Not an overly exciting episode today, but it may bring some of you slightly up to date with the government's cyber security strategy. It's now almost 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. Time for my beauty sleep. Look after yourself, peoples. Speak next week. Bye.